man George was standing on a mountaintop. He looked down to the valley below, and as he walked there, he had to stop. He heard a whisper in the breeze saying, while the rivers are overflowing, so land is dry as dust, and the birds and the bees, the wind in the trees are saying, look ahead, look ahead,
look ahead, look ahead,
look ahead, look ahead. Now listen, Sam George was driving through the desert under the scorching sun, and he witnessed the crumbling hoodoos on the desert sand. They were saying, while the rivers are overflowing, some land is dry as dust, and the birds and the bees, the wind and the trees are saying, look ahead, look ahead,
look ahead, look ahead,
look on a journey past the equator, way down south, and he and all the people of the land, they gathered at the river's mouth. They heard, while the rivers are overflowing, some land is dry as dust, and the birds and the bees, the wind in the trees saying, look ahead, look ahead,
look ahead, look
ahead, look ahead. I know that you think we're doing fine, that we all are doing better, but you can see the damage we're doing. Just take a look at the weather, while the rivers are overflowing, and the birds, the bees, the wind in the trees are saying, look ahead, look ahead,
look ahead, look ahead,
look ahead, look ahead, look ahead, look ahead, yeah, look ahead, look ahead. Some quotes from Chief Dan George. We are as much alive as we keep the earth alive. The time will soon be here when our grandchildren will long for the cry of a loon, the flash of a salmon, the whisper of spruce needles, or the screech of an eagle. But he will not make friends with any of these creatures. And when his heart aches with longing, he will curse me. Have I done all to keep the air fresh? Have I cared enough about the waters? Have I left the eagle to soar to freedom? Have I done everything I could to hear my grandchild's fondness? Of all the teachings we receive, this one is most important. Nothing belongs to you of what there is. Of what you take, you must share.